Live your life in empowering questions. Hello and welcome back to season 1 episode 6 of Gitika Transforms with me, Gitika. Question often, but only the things you want to receive in your life. That's the theme for today, my dear friends. You remember when in pre-primary school or primary school we were being taught by all of our teachers how to answer a question, and they told us to be very specific about what was being asked in the question, to talk only to the point and only what was asked for. Just like that, my friends, in our entire lives there's always a law of attraction working, and this law of attraction always responds to the question that we ask it. Human mind is a mind which works only on pictures, whether you know it or not, whether you realize it or not. The human mind stores pictures. And what pictures you have, your mind will attract the like. So how to ask an empowering question to attract good health, power, friendships, healthy relationships in your life? If you really want to create a wonderful life, all you have to do is to ask powerful questions whose answers you really, really want to receive, and not the ones that you do not want to receive. You'll ask how? Let's say you see someone who experiences a headache very often, and just by surprised, just because of being curious, you ask yourself a question because you have never had a headache ever. So just out of curiosity you ask a question. I really want to know how a headache begins, how it happens. What do you think? Is it putting you in a powerful position? Well, at the outset you may feel that this question puts you in a powerful position because you have never experienced a headache, so you are already different and above that person. But you are not. Since you are attracting all the time what you think about, so if you are asking a question that you really want to know how a headache happens, don't you think sooner or later you are going to attract it in your life? Let's take another situation where you see someone and you are awed by his or her presence, the way this person walks, talks, put across his or her point, charms people, looks healthy, is happy and have good and successful people around. And then you ask a question to yourself, in fact to the universe, that how does this person get so charming, so successful, accomplishes everything, manages everything so well? How is it that people look up to him or her all the time? And then you ask, how I wish I could be like that too. Now let me ask you, does this question put you in power? Sure, it does. You attract similar things of the pictures you give your mind all the time. So which one would you choose, the former or the latter? You'll say obviously the latter, the second situation. But then, why is it that you do not get it very often in your life, what you ask for? Because, my friend, you need to see the pattern. You must be negating something that is there to be received by you in your life. You are either in denial of the fact that you can too receive it, or you first wish for it and then suddenly negate its receptivity by saying that you can't handle it. So if you really want to create a wonderful life, always ask powerful questions whose answers you want to receive. Now, what do you have to do to receive what you want? You have to remember three things, and now when you remember these things, you have to put yourself into action. The first thing, ask questions that are positive. That is, not what you want to avoid, rather what you want to receive in life. Second, be specific. Go into details of what you want. Because our mind attracts. There's law of attraction always working for each one of us, every single breath of our life. So why not attract only that which we'll be happy to receive and that which will add up to our already happy and joyous states? So be specific. Third, use your ifs and buts very carefully. Let's say if you say, I am working very hard, but it seems people do not yet relate to me. Where is the focus here? Because you end your statement with people not relating to you. Your focus goes there, your energy goes there. Instead of saying this, if you said, I still think people do not relate to me that well, but I am working hard. Don't you think the latter statement puts you in a powerful position where you are in a learner state? You are willing to accept and receive that which makes you relate to people better and puts you in a resourceful state, puts you in a good state where you are surely going to receive something that you are asking for. So now that you remember these three things, that you have learned about these three things for asking the questions that are positive, number one, being specific, number two, and using your but carefully, number three, all you have to do is start putting these three things into action. When to put these things into action is a big question now. Most of the people think that when they have learned something, they will put it to use in a certain situation when a situation arises. Maybe at their workplace or in a negotiation, when they meet somebody. What you have to do, my friend, is when you learn something, you have to immediately put it into use. Create situations where you can utilize this knowledge. So, as Tony Robbins says, knowledge is only potential power. Yes, unlike what we used to hear, knowledge is power. No, knowledge is potential power. If you make good use of it here and now, if you put it into action, you will be ready to receive the wonderful results that it can create for you. And because you are ready to create a situation in your life which you are responsible for because you've been looking for it, you will definitely get the results which will bring you closer to your goal every certain time. So I close it here. Remember the three things, put them into action, and live your life in empowering questions. Bye-bye.